WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday was Texas A&M's 140th birthday.
It's quadrisquicentennial. That's just to show you that 4 years of college Latin wasn't entirely wasted.
President Michael Young brought up the anniversary during his second State of the University address. He also went off script by thanking Provost Karen Watson, who was stepping down at the end of the academic year.
She has kept the candle burning on academic excellence. She steadied the ship academically, even in somewhat tumultuous times.
You can hear the president's remarks, which details what he calls three strategic imperatives, online at WTAW.com. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting began with 17 speakers representing 125 property owners who are opposed to an oil company running semis up and down their county roads.
William Cotrola says the county was shoving down their throats Sunoco Logistics Oil Docking Station and suburban College Station off Highway 30 and Roan's Chapel Road.
I believe we have been severely misled by our county officials, who seem to have already made promises to Sunoco that they should not have made.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina, whose district includes the Sunoco property, was not able to respond directly to the speakers due to state law because the item was not on the agenda.
I would like to be able to respond for some of the things that was said here today myself, because I've been in this deal since it first started, and I wasn't completely happy with some of the things that were said today. It had to do with Commissioner's Court.
Retired educator Milton Radke, who has lectured nationwide on traffic control, was among those asking commissioners what they need to do to stop Sunoco.
You're looking at a roadway where initially we had one truck maybe every 12 to 15 minutes. Now you're looking at a truck either entering or leaving every 2 to 4 minutes. 24 hours a day.
A Sunoco spokesman says they're committed to working with the property owners and the county to minimize impacts. That includes any road improvements that would be done in conjunction with the county. The 10-acre facility, which is being built on a 50-acre parcel, is scheduled to open before the end of the year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce announced the 2016 Citizen and Volunteer of the Year Awards.
We've selected our 2016 Citizen of the Year, which is going to be John Anderson with Merrill Lynch.
Carrie Archer says the 2016 Volunteer of the Year goes to Sheree Bogner of Wells Fargo. Both recipients will be honored at the Chamber's annual banquet on November 14th at the Hilton. Tables are still available. More information is online at bcschamber.org. At the end of this month, BCS Habitat for Humanity will complete their largest subdivision in our community. In partnership with Habitat for Humanity, the Greater Brazos Builders Association started construction of a Bryan subdivision in 2006.
They built 10 homes in about a week. And so we thought it was fitting that they would build the very last two homes in that same subdivision, Angelscape, 10 years later.
Habitat's Director of Development, Carl Orozco, says construction of the final two lots will complete the 10-year project and bring the total number of homes to 106 in Angelscape. Orozco says the builders begin construction October 24th and will have both homes done by the end of that week. You can make a donation by going online to habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Nobody.
Let's do weather. Good morning. It's 6:10. The weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is east of the area, and that's going to keep the warm weather locked into the region right through the day on Friday. Sunshine today, a high of 90. There's a low risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. It's due to a trough of low pressure moving across the regions to our north. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75 tonight. Sun and clouds for tomorrow, close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly sunny on Friday. Highs on Friday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Also, a former defensive back for the Aggs has been named to the 2016 SEC Legends class. We'll take a look at how the postseason will line up in Major League Baseball, and Maria Sharapova's suspension has been reduced. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now isn't it a teacher's job to set the example for their students?
Absolutely.
Sure. Do the right thing and then your students will follow along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like anything else, there are exceptions to every rule. So they're doing a little construction at this school in Vermont,
mm-hmm.
being Windsor, Vermont. Two teachers decided, well, they just needed to go ahead and leave their mark, so to speak.
Uh-oh.
29-year-old Abigail Howard, 35-year-old Jennifer Rist were told to stay away from the wet concrete, but they didn't.
Of course they didn't.
Police said they returned to draw what looked like a rat with the initials J.R. That would be maybe Jennifer Rist.
Why would they draw a rat?
Well, the TV station WCAX reports that Abigail had commented on the Facebook page of the TV station saying the drawing was supposed to be a dinosaur.
Oh, rat, dinosaur. I'm sure it looked
to engage
similar.
Her students during walks. She wrote, in retrospect, it was pretty stupid, but I didn't realize that I would be hurting anyone.
Oh.
Of course.
You know, back in middle school, I carved my initials in wet cement at school, and I got in trouble.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, because I happened to be in my cheerleading uniform at the time.
Oh, now see? And that was before surveillance cameras probably, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this was just, we did it in front of people, like in the middle of a football game. You're stupid.
That's because they did your folks sit you down and go, were you thinking?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, actually, my cheerleading coach.
Oh, yeah. Let's start right
found
there.
Found out on set, and it made all, I think there were like three of us, made all three of us go up in the stands and tell our parents what we did then. Yeah.
You see, and then, you know what? And here's the deal. Then you get the parents involved in a whole nother level. Because somewhere, they may be going, yes, but they can't do that.
Yeah. I think my dad just looked at me and said, what? Like, really? So, okay.
Because, I mean, you know, authority is down there saying you must do this.
Go tell your parents. Yeah.
So now, is this still viewable?
No. Well, and so then we had to go try to, like, scrub it out as much as we could. And so probably not. No, it's been a really long time. But I couldn't let that story pass up when you were talking about. Now, we were in seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, this is a teacher that we're talking about in this other story.
Well, these teachers had to write letters of apology to the town.
Oh, I had to write a letter of apology to all the principals at school.
and also, they're going to be participating in community service.
Ooh, I didn't get busted with that.
Yeah, and they're going to pay a fine.
Oh.
Okay, they said they were very remorseful, and they apologized for any negative impressions that may have been made on the public because of the situation.
Yeah, of course.
Now, what I did with two other buddies is we went and got some, and again, let me see, probably eighth grade.
Okay.
Okay, so, look, lived in a sheltered life, okay? Didn't know what Royal Crown Pomade was, okay?
All right.
Just wasn't part of our world. If you don't know what it is, it's basically scented Vaseline,
okay?
That people put on their hair.
Yeah, it's hair stuff.
Yeah. So we went and got two cans of that and spread it on all the doorknobs.
Nice.
The outside doorknobs of the school. And, of course, then we did that on a weekend. And, of course, then we had to be there at 7 o'clock to watch the janitor and the principal and all that try to open the door. So we thought that that was pretty interesting.
So you didn't get caught?
No.
Nice.
This is the first time that I've, not the first time I've mentioned it on the air, but I think now all the people who were involved except us are dead.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I was going to say, you're outing yourself now.
Yeah, but what was great is some of those that weren't used, I mean, days and days later were still slippery.
Still
so
slippery.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a success.
Yeah. Information.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. See, I made the mistake of being in, like, a public uniform in the public.
Pretty easy to see.
And then when you go up and you say, you know, the parents said, hey, some of your cheerleaders are over there scribbling their name in the cement. All you got to go is look at the initials.
Yeah. Say, there are
easy giveaway.
See, that was too much of a goody-two-shoes.
Yeah.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
There goes 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Chelsea, obviously, you fessed up to your situation.
Only because I got caught.
I fessed up to mine, but obviously we're sharing the morning with Mr. Perfect.
I was
going to
say, you know, I'm a goody-two-shoes, you know, sitting here with you derelicts.
I know,
you know?
Really. That's just, I'm just showing you that's the case. All right, here we go. It's day 27. Did I stop? Did I stop you?
I was just going to say, in reality, I just wasn't good at pranks.
Oh, okay,
I wasn't that cool.
All right. 87 days left in the year. We're at day 279. It's the 5th of October. Okay, here we go. Well, look here. It's World Teachers Day.
Oh.
Yeah. So there.
Well, for all the good teachers out there who do set a good example,
we hated
celebrate.
We did hate to have. And I don't know why the week starts on Wednesday, but, the day is on Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so sorry we had to do that. It's Balloons Around the World Day.
Oh.
Okay. Customer Service Week. Can't tell you how many people have said they love customer service if it weren't for the customer.
Yeah.
But that's it's Do Something Nice Day, okay?
Okay. You should always.
Yep. And it's Kale Day.
You know, I did celebrate National Taco Day yesterday.
Okay.
Nice.
We'll probably not celebrate Kale Day.
Not going to do the Kale Day. No. I just, I don't understand it. I mean, if you want to go ahead and scrape the top of your mouth with something that's green... And not necessarily
and
flavorful.
Bitter, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I believe they have really visited upon us a scam. Going, we can make people eat anything.
Yeah.
We'll just call it kale, and that'll sound really good.
Super healthy.
Yeah. Then they'll do that, even though it does taste like...
Bleh.
Yep. Mm. All right, we got birthdays.
Jesse Eisenberg is 33 today from The Social Network. Of course, also he's the new Lex Luthor in Batman versus Superman and all that stuff.
Okay.
Nikki Hilton is 33. That's not Paris Hilton.
No.
Yeah. Jesse Palmer is 38, NFL quarterback. He was also on The Bachelor's fifth season.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Kate Winslet is 41.
Well,
from
there
Titanic.
You are.
Where's she been lately? I haven't seen her in anything.
She's still, The Holiday is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
She's in that with Cameron Diaz. I know that's still an older movie, but she's fantastic in that.
Still a goodie.
Definitely. Josie Bissett is 46 from Melrose Place.
Okay.
Guy Pearce, 49. He's good. He was in Memento and Count of Monte Cristo. He was the bad guy.
Okay.
Time Machine, all kinds of good stuff. Mario Lemieux is 51.
Oh, hockey dude. Yeah.
Dave Dederer is 52 from the Presidents of the United States of America. The band, not the actual Presidents of the United States of America.
I didn't remember when he served.
Daniel Baldwin is 56.
Oh, the near normal one.
Yeah. Okay. Probably the least successful in the acting world, I'd say.
He's near normal.
Exactly, yeah. Clive Barker is 64.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite authors. He's done some good stuff. Karen Allen is 65. She was from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
She was. Yeah.
And apparently the new one, too, the new Indiana Jones that came out, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Got a little deal in there. Huh?
Yeah. Sir Bob Geldof is 65.
Oh.
He organized Live Aid and Live 8. And he was, of course, he played Pink in Pink Floyd's The Wall, the movie.
Oh, sure. As you know, when you say that,
Makes now you know who he is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Brian Johnson is 69. That's the lead singer for AC/DC.
Okay.
And Steve Miller, Mr. Yeah. Abracadabra himself.
Oh, so many things.
73. Yeah.
73. And still playing.
And still playing.
Still doing that thing, that's for sure. All right, 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Despite the fact that Trump wrote about his $960 million loss in 1997 in his book, The Art of the Comeback, well, that didn't stop the New York Times from publishing, quote, never before disclosed information on Trump and his financial records. Not surprisingly, the mainstream media had a field day with the report while barely batting an eye at the leaked audio recording showing Hillary Clinton equating Bernie Sanders supporters to basement-dwelling baristas. Newsbusters reports that over the course of 2 days, the Big Three news network spent a combined 2 minutes, 41 seconds on Hillary's comments about Sanders supporters and a whopping 49 minutes, 32 seconds worth of coverage on the Trump tax story. Now, that's the kind of stuff that just makes you wonder how many members of the media are on the Clinton campaign payroll.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I'm sure you've seen the news where one of the nation's largest banks just paid $1 million in fines for their illegal student loan practices. Now, this is just one of the many reasons I want you to try and check out TrySofi.com if you have outstanding student loan debt. Or maybe you know somebody who does. Tell them about TrySofi.com. Because when you refinance your student loans with TrySofi.com, you become a part of the SoFi community. Now, TrySofi.com encourages that community through their networking events, their career coaching seminars, entrepreneur and referral services, and they even offer unemployment forgiveness where they're going to suspend your monthly payments without reporting or affecting your credit if you lose your job. Now, TrySofi.com never charges fees of any kind, application, origination, or prepayment penalties. And my friends at TrySofi.com are truly revolutionizing the student loan industry. Check them out today. Only takes a couple of minutes, and you can save as much as $19,000 on average. TrySofi.com, TrySofi.com.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Most people absolutely hate to feel old, myself included. But every once in a while, I'm fascinated by certain things that have a tendency to make us feel old because the facts are just so interesting. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Time, of course, is linear, so try not to feel too bad about how old you are by realizing that facts like these have always plagued the more seasoned among us, and they always will. For instance, most high school freshmen were born in 2002, which means they were born after 9/11. That one blows my mind. Are you a fan of the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie? What about My Big Fat Greek Wedding or maybe even 8 Mile? Those high school freshmen, they were born when those movies came out. What about iPods? They paved the way for the world we know today, full of cell phones and handheld devices. But those young folks who just entered high school, they've never owned one. In fact, by the time they were old enough to listen to music, we were already onto the third or fourth iPhone, and iPods were basically obsolete. Ever spend a ton of money on a cool new digital camera? This year's high school newcomers? They've never even used one. Instead, they've likely only taken pictures with a phone. And finally, brand new high school students have never lived in a world without Wi-Fi, Wikipedia, and GPS directions. Meanwhile, most of us still can't even figure out how to work our GPS. Well, hopefully you don't feel too old after hearing all that. Just remember, the older we feel from these kind of things is in direct correlation with just how far mankind has progressed, technically speaking. Hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
For Kashinka with your money now. Twitter is expected to field bids this week. A sign, the long-awaited sale of the social media pioneer could soon be at hand. Among the possible bidders, Salesforce.com, Alphabet's Google, and Disney. Micron Technology says it's seeing signs of tight supplies of memory chips, a good omen for the company's bottom line, but a potential worry for makers of smartphones, computers, and other high-tech products. The company says pricing lately has increased or stabilized for most varieties of its chips amid continued strong demand for memory technology and slowing growth in output by manufacturers of the widely used components. Tyson Foods will pay $1.6 million to settle federal allegations of hiring discrimination at six plants in Arkansas, New Mexico, and Texas. The Labor Department says the Arkansas-based company's hiring and selection procedures at the six plants discriminated on the basis of sex, race, or ethnicity. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. A little bit of fog out there today, so kind of plan for that if you're getting out early this morning. We should get to 91 today with winds out of the south at about 5 to 10, then probably hang there for the next couple of days. By Saturday, our high temperature is supposed to be 84. Do have a slight chance of showers today and tomorrow, and then what looks like any rain that we would have is out of the forecast through the weekend. Again, some fog out there, so watch for that. Fair skies, and we've got 72 right now.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A lot of success gurus tell you to follow your passion, but one of them thinks that's actually a bad idea. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How often have you heard the advice that the key to success is to follow your passion?
It is good, obviously, to feel passionate about what you do, but that's a different proposition than saying following your passion is a good idea, because following your passion implies that the passion exists in advance, which just isn't true for most people, and that's where we get into trouble.
Cal Newport, author of the book, So Good They Can't Ignore You.
The message I try to get to people is that there's no one job you are meant to do. So the pressure is off, and you can turn your attention to, given the jobs available to me, how do I cultivate those into something I love?
If you don't know what your passion is, common advice is to think back what you liked to do when you were 12 or 13 years old.
And I don't buy that advice because, again, it goes to this idea that we were meant to do something, and that's how you end up happy in work. This is not what the evidence shows from the scientific research. It's not what the evidence shows when you go out and talk to people who love what they do. Passion is something that is cultivated over time.
So where did the idea of follow your passion come from?
You can actually track the occurrences of the phrase follow your passion. English printed literature, it really has its heyday in the 90s and 2000s. Before that, you don't see it showing up that often. So it's actually a relatively new idea, not some ironclad fact that's been around for decades.
Tomorrow, the real way people find passion at work. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. santas-wonderland.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 72 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The first hour of yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting was taken up by opponents to an oil company's project off Highway 30 and Roan's Chapel Road in suburban College Station.
And I'm going to ask you to please look at all of us. We're here united. We are begging you and praying for you.
Eileen Savek-Hugo was among 17 speakers and says semis for Sunoco Logistics will be hauling more than 2 million gallons of oil a day on county roads. Joe Pettigene among those demanding Sunoco stay out of their residential neighborhoods.
Our first meeting and hearing of this was at an informal meeting at a neighbor's house where Mr. Catalina and a couple of engineers came, and he specifically used the words done deal. This is a done deal. There's nothing y'all can do about it, and you just need to try to get along with the oil company. Those specific words, I'll never forget that.
County Commissioner Sammy Catalina represents the affected area.
There was no deals made from the county of Sunoco. Our interest is with the residents of Rollins Chapel and Rainbow Acres.
Due to state law, Catalina and the rest of the commission was not able to respond to the public comments because the item was not on the agenda. A Sunoco spokesman says they're committed to working with the property owners and the county to minimize impacts and includes any road improvements that would be done in conjunction with the county. The 10-acre facility, which is being built on a 50-acre parcel, scheduled to open before the end of the year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The 140th birthday of Texas A&M was yesterday. President Michael Young marked the anniversary in yesterday's State of the University address by announcing three strategic imperatives.
I pledge to you today to work collaboratively towards impact. And I'm asking you again on this quasi-quicentennial anniversary of the birth of this great university to join me in creating a stronger, more creative capacity for collaboration and transformative learning and discovery.
Young also thanked Provost Karen Watson, who was stepping down at the end of the academic year.
This university, every professor, every member of this staff, and the 500,000 Aggie network owe her a greater thanks.
You can hear Young's remarks online at WTAW.com. This year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet is November 14th at the Hilton. Carrie Archer says the 2016 Citizen and Volunteer of the Year recipients will be honored.
Our 2016 Volunteer of the Year, which is Cherie Bogner with Wells Fargo.
Archer says John Anderson of Merrill Lynch is named the 2016 Citizen of the Year. Banquet tables are still available. More information is online at bcschamber.org. The BCS Habitat for Humanity is wrapping up a 10-year project at the end of this month. The Greater Brazos Builders Association started construction of Angels Gate Subdivision in 2006 with the construction of 10 homes. The same group of builders will finish the final two lots during the last week of this month.
While the builders are able to get a lot of things at cost or donated completely, there still are some substantial costs that come with building products, and we're getting a lot of the labor done via a donation, but there still are hard costs, and we really need people to look into their hearts, hopefully, and help these builders with the small funds that we need to complete this project.
Habitat's Director of Development, Carl Orozco, says every penny counts.
$250, as an example, buys the door or buys a window type of thing in a house. Something as little as 25 cents buys the box of nails. $50 to $100 buys us a number of studs, wood studs that we use to create the walls.
Orozco says the completion of this project makes Angels Gate the largest Habitat subdivision in the community with 106 total homes. You can find more information or make a donation online at habitatbcs.org. Next time you get pulled over by the cops, there could be something new on your ticket.
It's not uncommon for people who are pulled over to feel like they were disrespected by the officer. The problem? Where do you go to complain? At a legislative hearing this week, Senator Royce West wants that laid out.
Make it a requirement throughout the state of Texas that that information is on the citation itself.
The idea is supported by Austin Police and the DPS, who were at this meeting. Senator West also wants the legislature to look at a penalty for inappropriate behavior by the cops, something unions will likely fight. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced last month's first rappelling fundraiser, Over the Edge, raised more than $120,000. The event, which will be repeated next year, was the kickoff for United Way's $700,000 community campaign. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Citizen State Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Service Insurance Group, and Equity Real Estate.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be. With promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
12thMan.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thMan.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thMan.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thMan.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thMan.com.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
Good morning, it's 6:40. Infomaniacs, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sunshine for today. Our temperature's up to about 90 degrees this afternoon. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm, though right now it's looking like the activity is going to stay off well to our north. Tonight, some passing clouds. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny for tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to about 90 degrees. We're clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny weather for the day on Friday with a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sport, Zach Taylor has audio from Trevor Knight and Kevin Sumlin in your Aggie Football Report. The 2016 SEC Legends class will include a former defensive end for the Aggs. The Blue Jays will be the first opponent for the Rangers in the postseason, and Maria Sharapova will be back to tennis sooner rather than later. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here at 641, so, I don't know, either you watch the debate?
No.
No. I had a book I wanted to read.
Yeah, I had a show that I had TiVo'd and needed to catch up on.
No. I just couldn't do it.
Well, this is what we missed.
If your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed.
Absolutely false.
Yeah.
And you know that.
And you know that, Governor.
It's absolutely true.
Because the FBI did an investigation.
Gentlemen.
So there.
Gentlemen.
That pretty much was it. I don't know who that.
God,
that
I feel like her
was.
Every morning.
Wait a minute. Wow.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Golly.
Just kidding. Kidding.
No, you get out. You put yourself out there. This lady did not. She really didn't. She was just kind of a shrinking violet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me see. In fairness, we'll play one cut from each of them. This is Mike. And, you know, we need to let you know because they pretty much sound alike anyway. So here's Mike Pence.
If Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables.
Okay, there you go. Here's Tim Kaine.
If you want to have a society where people are respected and respect laws, you can't have somebody at the top who demeans every group that he talks about. And I just, again, I cannot believe that Governor Pence will defend the insult-driven campaign that Donald Trump has run.
Do they sound alike or what?
Yeah.
Oh, they do. But can you have someone at the top who also doesn't respect laws?
Well, Wait a minute. That's not very nice. So anyway, yeah, but it's true.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we haven't even talked about anymore the fact that the FBI destroyed two computers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Destroyed two. They let them do that. Aside from doing the testimony without it being under oath, without the transcriptions, you know, giving people free rides. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I don't differ from his opinion about, you know, Donald Trump demeaning every group he talks about either. I mean, again, we've gone over this. You're picking the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
And so as a result, it's interesting, we didn't talk about it yesterday. There was a story in Texas Tribune earlier this week where a lot of people have registered to vote and they're not going to vote.
Interesting.
And the one quote they had at the top of the story was, well, I just want them to know I'm here.
That totally defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Totally.
If you don't vote, they don't care that you're there.
No.
No.
Quite honestly. All right. So then there's the story of all right, here's the quote. Talking about Obamacare. You've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people that are out there busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said that. Yeah, I know. Hillary's going, you know, really?
Hey, babe.
You know, things are tough enough out there on the campaign trail. Why would you want to do this? So here's the Hillster.
Now, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I've been saying we've got to fix what's broken and keep what works. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
What a great generic, just, you know, vague statement.
Angel Urena, who was a spokesperson for Clinton, said, quote, and while he, Mr. Clinton, was slightly shorthanded, it's clear to everyone, including President Obama, that improvements are needed. Yeah.
Clear? Really?
Oh, yeah.
He made those comments Wednesday afternoon in Michigan. And again, there, they happen to have one of these networks that's still in place. Remember, there's a bunch of them that have already gone broke. Theirs went up 17% this fall. And again, I don't care who you are. And, you know, in fact, here at Bryan Broadcasting, I believe our premiums went up far more than 17%.
Yeah.
It's just, it's getting to be, well, almost like you feel like you're not insured completely because it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't afford that. They just can't afford that. Let's see what else.
Go ahead.
I think we're supposed to speak to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, no. My 7th grade science teacher texted in and said he remembered that story.
Whoa!
So it lives on.
You are legend.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know for the best reasons,
well,
but
that's okay.
Hey.
So, does that piece of concrete still exist?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like I said, I'm not sure. I'll have to go over to my middle school and check it out.
Check that out. See if there's anything there. And if so, I know you'll post it for us,
oh,
right?
Definitely.
All right,
definitely.
That's all that matters.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 8th, it's fall beekeeping. Learn how to find bees, insulate hives, and keep a healthy population. Plus, we'll tell you what you need to know if you plan to start up in the spring. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Somebody asked me recently about planting a memorial tree. They wanted something that would endure through the ages, something that would express timeless love, something that would suggest the highest standard of quality. Well, the answer was really quite simple. How could it be anything other than an oak? Let's count some of the assets and let's try to fine-tune our choice even more. If I only had one tree, what would it be? Right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. The oldest tree in Texas is purported to be the majestic Goose Island Oak, a live oak that's thought to be in excess of 1,000 years old. It's the best-known resident of the Goose Island State Park north of Rockport on the Texas Gulf Coast. Although it's only 45 feet tall, it spans more than 90 feet in width. Its trunk is an incredible 35 feet in circumference. That's a mighty oak to be sure. Arguably Texas' most famous tree, the treaty oak in Austin, is another centuries-old specimen beneath which the first treaty between the Native Americans and the white settlers was signed. That wonderful tree still stands and lives on West 6th Street, which is noteworthy enough because it also survived the wrath of a crazed vandal who sought to destroy it in 1989 with the dousing of a toxic herbicide. While two-thirds of the tree's beautiful canopy died, the rest remains today as testimony to the live oak's enduring strength. It's a glorious tree. It's looking better with every passing year. Not bad for a 500-year-old. Live oaks are native from the Texas Hill Country northward into Parker and Tarrant counties, eastward all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. You can certainly make a good case for live oaks as the most fitting memorial tree. They're suited to all Texas soils and all Texas climates, with the exception of the northern fringes of the Panhandle. Live oaks are sold in containers ranging from 1 and 5 gallon pots to 200 gallon boxes. You'll find bald and burlap specimens 12 and 16 inches in trunk diameter for that really special and expensive memorial. There are other trees to consider, however. In fact, we'll confine ourselves strictly to oaks since they're the longest-lasting trees we have. Schumard red oak would be my choice, I think, probably. It's native over a broad band of Texas. It's suited to much of the rest. It's a beautiful deciduous oak. Schumard red oak. Texas red oak is very similar. It tends to have more trunks, and it's more from the hill country. Perhaps you want something less common. Bur oaks are coarse textured. Their leaves are 10 to 12 inches long. Trunks are stout, dark colored, and incredibly heavy looking. And then also chinkapin oak is a lovely oak. It's a kind of a river bottom tree, and it was what I planted at my magazine office because I wanted something very, very special. And you know, it's hard to overlook cedar elms because they will grow where nothing else grows. And how could we not mention pecans, the state tree of Texas? There's some wonderful memorial trees, but go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. Back to our roots in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, it's 652. Well, ESPN's College Game Day is on its way to Aggieland before the Aggs host number 9 Tennessee on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Eighth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. Now, the guys have a big one coming up as ninth-ranked Tennessee comes to town for a top-10 matchup. Here's Aggie quarterback Trevor Knight.
I feel like any time you win, you continue to win. Each game gets more and more exciting, and that's a good thing. You know, you want to have excitement around your program. You want to have College Game Day coming to your school and, you know, face a big-time opponent like Tennessee. That's what you play college football for. And then, obviously, when you win games like that, it propels you into something much bigger. And so we're really excited about this week and everything that comes along with it.
Now, of course, it expects to be a sold-out crowd on Saturday. Aggie defensive coordinator and former Tennessee player and coach John Chavis was asked, what advantages can the Kyle Field crowd bring to his defense come game day?
Listen, you got to play well for it to be an advantage. And if you play well and you keep them in it, then, you know, it's a big advantage. Now, you know, it makes it a little bit tougher for us defensively to communicate. But, hey, we want the noise, you know, so we're not complaining about that. You know, we – listen, and I've been in every stadium except one in this league and a lot of other stadiums around the country. You know, I've never been in a stadium that can come alive like this one at Texas A&M.
Now, with Chavis having been a former player and coach for the Volunteers, you can believe the folks in Knoxville took exception to that one. Chavis and the Aggies kick off against Tennessee this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Also for Texas A&M, a new member has been named to the 2016 SEC Legends class as Ray Mickens, who used to play defensive back for Texas A&M, garnered the honors. The Southeastern Conference Football Legends is a collection of former football standouts who will be honored at events surrounding the SEC Championship game in Atlanta in December. A first-team All-American in 1995, Mickens was a mainstay of the famed Wrecking Crew defense while helping lead the Aggies to a 41-6-1 overall record and a 25-2-1 record in the Southwest Conference during his career. A three-time All-SWC selection, Mickens started 36 games at cornerback, and with his help, the Aggie defense ranked number three in the country in total defense his senior season, and in 1993, the Aggs pass defense led the country in pass efficiency defense. He was a third-round pick for the New York Jets in 1996. Also in college football, TCU coach Gary Patterson almost apologized for some of the comments he made about the officiating when he became upset after the Horned Frogs lost to Oklahoma 52-46 at home Saturday night. At his regular weekly news conference Tuesday, Patterson said he could count about six times in 19 seasons saying something in postgame that he later regretted. The Frogs went into the fourth quarter down by 25, but scored 22 consecutive points before an Oklahoma field goal and then had the ball one last time in the closing minutes. In Major League Baseball, looks like the Texas Rangers have decided who their starting pitcher will be for the AL Division Series opener. Manager Jeff Banister just wasn't ready Tuesday to make it public. Before the Rangers worked out at home and before finding out who they'll play, Banister said he didn't feel the need to announce Thursday's starter against Toronto. Toronto, of course, will be the Rangers' opponent as Edwin Encarnacion hit a three-run homer in the 11th inning off Ubaldo Jimenez, and the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 in Tuesday's AL wildcard game. Baltimore used seven of its 10 pitchers, but closer Zach Britton, who was perfect in 47 save chances during the regular season, never got in the game. Good news for Rangers fans, you can catch the postseason on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. That first game will be tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. The National League wildcard game is tonight in New York. The New York Mets send out 14-9 Noah Syndergaard against the San Francisco Giants, who are countering with 15-game winner Madison Bumgarner. In tennis, Maria Sharapova has had her two-year suspension for using a banned substance reduced to 15 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sports. That means the Russian tennis star can come back in April and return to Grand Slam play at the 2017 French Open. And golfing greats from around the world gathered to pay tribute to Arnold Palmer at a memorial service in his hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Palmer passed away on September 25th at the age of 87, and last Thursday a private funeral was held. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-Collet Station.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. A couple of things that we just didn't have time for within the sports itself. Taylor Swift.
T-Swift.
She will headline the 12th annual pre Super Bowl concert.
Oh.
Why the hell do we even need a game?
Yeah.
Right?
If we got Swizzle doing the pregame show.
And Gaga.
And then Gaga on the halftime.
Yeah. I just,
man.
So the night before the big game, a 65,000 square foot venue will be custom built for her show.
Wow.
AT&T sponsoring the event just signed a major deal to show that from NRG. So
cool.
That'll be great. And I had a Ryan Lochte, is that right?
Yes.
Ryan Lochte story, because we haven't had one about him in a while.
Right.
He apparently has a new gig.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He is a spokesperson for Migralex.
Which is?
This would be the next generation of headache treatment.
Oh.
So he signed that lucrative deal. Because he is a headache. But here's the deal. Basically throwing Michael Phelps under the bus.
I heard about that.
I mean, Michael said, hey, if you need anything, buddy, just pick up the phone that night in Rio.
And mm-hmm.
said,